As we mentioned, Cindy Harrison is Vice President Human Resources for Henry Ford Allegiance Health and the Henry Ford Health System Central Market. And recently, national recognition for Henry Ford Allegiance Health regarding their care for the LGBTQ community. Cindy, can you tell us about that?
Yes, I'd be happy to. And we at Henry Ford Allegiance are really proud to continue our partnership with the Human Rights Campaign Foundation, which sponsors the Healthcare Equity Index. And this is a national benchmarking tool that evaluates the policies and procedures and practices of more than 1,600 healthcare organizations across the country on their equity and inclusion of the LGBTQ patients, visitors, staff, physicians. So we're really thrilled with that recognition.
So what does healthcare equality mean? Obviously, you care for everybody.
Yeah, so we do care for everybody, and this particular healthcare equity is really meant to have us focus on the needs, the healthcare needs of the LGBTQ community, because sometimes those needs are a little bit different. And we're really working hard in this organization to make certain that every patient, visitor, staff member feels welcome and respected and valued in our organization, regardless of their race, ethnicity, sexual orientation, socioeconomic status. We really want everyone to feel welcome and respected here and really cared for in a way that they need to be cared for.
I guess, how do you prepare your staff for that? Is it, do you have to go to special classes, or how does that work?
You know, we've done a number of things, and I think we've really heightened our focus on this, particularly in the last several months with, you know, heightened awareness of civil rights and a number of other things. But we've done mandatory education for all of our team members. We have about 4,000 people on staff here, and we've done 5 different modules on unconscious bias and a couple of videos on systemic racism to really help our team members understand how to care for people and just respect and value all people. So we also, because we knew we could do a better job with the LGBTQ clinical services, we established a task force of physicians and other providers to really work on how we could manage that differently. And we've done a lot of work and made a lot of progress. We also established a diversity and inclusion committee to work on our general diversity and inclusion for the organization.
So I understand you headed up a focus group. Tell us how that went.
You know, we did a focus group about 2 months ago and asked community members in the LGBTQ community to join us to talk about what their experience has been in receiving health care from us and also things that they needed or they didn't get from us, because we do realize that we could always do better. And that was just a great focus group. They gave us a lot of information and really gave us ideas about how we could move forward and do a better job for this group. And our intention is really to meet with them periodically, to talk with them about our progress, and continue to get feedback from them on how we can do better.
What's can you tell us, maybe give us an example of what issue they are dealing with, or even you're dealing with trying to tackle?
Yes, one of the things that was really clear to us is that there are different needs for this community depending on where they are in that group. And that, you know, one of the biggest things for this population and really for all people is to be recognized for who they are. So we have changed in our electronic medical record, which is called MyChart, a place to allow patients to express their gender identity if they so choose. That's also very helpful to our providers because they know how to address the patient, they know what their unique needs are, and they can ask them about that. We also heard from them that they really needed a patient advocate to help navigate through our healthcare system. So I'm really proud to say that Henry Ford Allegiance Health has established a LGBTQ patient advocate. Susie Turpel is that person. She's our director of care experience, and she will also take on the advocate role. So we're in the process right now of establishing a dedicated telephone line for that patient advocate, and we're establishing a website that will help them.
Well, obviously, you're doing some things right with this this recognition you've received.
Well, we know that we do have a lot more work to do, and that that survey and that recognition has really helped us focus on the areas we need to do better with. So we're really proud of the recognition, and at the same time know we need to look at ourselves a little deeper and do the things we need to do to improve. So we'll continue to do more education for our staff. We recently conducted an assessment for our medical staff to determine their understanding of the clinical needs for the LGBTQ population. And from the results of that, we'll develop more education specifically for our medical staff.
Cindy Harrison is the vice president with Henry Ford Allegiance Health. Cindy, thanks for the visit and the information. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your time.
Appreciate it.